Hello, everybody. This is 英語のど。今日はですね、NHK 英語で、喋ってみます。その前に NHK 英語を思い出すために、実際に英語で聞いてみます。
工藤静香 is well established as an accomplished singer, but when it comes to English, she's only just begun.
When it comes to English, it only just began. こんな感じでちょっと、NHK の英語で喋ってみます。Okay, so today's topic is how I have been practicing Spanish in my car by listening to the radio in Spanish. I'm wondering sometimes if there is any words that I don't know. But actually, I noticed that I know most of the words spoken on CNN Spanish. This is surprising to me because the only thing I do in practicing my Spanish is conversation. When I leave home, I practice just chatting with people who are cleaning the apartment. During the lunchtime, ちょっとね、疲れてくるんですね。When I'm doing this, I get kind of tired of speaking like this. So, when I go to lunch at the cafeteria of the company, I kind of chat a little bit with them. And 今の普通の英語で喋ってます。もうめんどくさくなったので。About 4 years ago, I used to live with the family from El Salvador because they were the owner of the apartment. And I spoke a lot, and back then my Spanish really drastically improved a lot because I was sometimes speaking with people who only spoke Spanish. ちょっと今から NHK 英語にしますね。
So what happened to me when I listened to the radio in Spanish? I understand 100% of the time.
Well, ちょっと理解するというほどじゃないですね。I
can catch words 100% of the time. That's because many of the Spanish words spoken are similar to English words. For example, fantastic in Spanish is fantástico, or radio in Spanish is radio, which is why I can kind of transfer what I know in English to Spanish. But I can do all these because I can listen and hear sounds and capture sounds because I am a practitioner of ego nodo. I listen to the sounds of the throat and I listen to the rhythm of syllables in English or in Spanish, which is why I can understand.
これやってると疲れてくるので、this way of talking gets kind of tiring for me, so I have to come back to the way I speak naturally like this. So, but once in a while, maybe you can kind of practice speaking like this.
上下
を激しくしたらいいわけですね。その上下というのも、アクエビエリアがちょっとこう上っぽい。ゲップエリア、首の根元の音の場合は下の感じで。そして、それを大げさにやるとですね、If you exaggerate, you can speak like this. 2番目のポイントは、先日も言いましたけども、ダダダダダダダダダダダダダダダダダダダダダダダダダダダダダダダダダダダダダダダダダダダダダダダダダダダダダダダダダダダダダダダダダダダダダダダダダダダダダダダダダダダダダダダダダダダダダダダダダダダダダダダダダダダダダダダダダダダダダダダダダダダダダダダダダダダダダダダダダダダダダダダダダダダダダダダダダダダダダダダダダダダダダダダダダダダダダダダダダダダダダダダダダダダダダダダダダダダダダダダダダダダダダダダダダダダダダダダダダダダダダダダダダダダダダダダダダダダダダダダダダダダダダダダダダダダダダダダダダダダダダダダダダダダダダダダダダダダダダダダダダダダダダダダダダダダダダダダダダダダダダダダダダダダダダダダダダダダダダダダダダダダダダダダダダダダダダダダダダダダダダダダダダダダダダダダダダダダダダダダダダダダダダダダダダダダダダダダダダダダダダダダダダダダダダダダダダダダダダダダダ 感じで喋るんですね。スペイン語もまあ似たようなもんでね。Cuando hablo español, puedo hablar así。あ、でもそんなに喋ってない CNN の場合は、そんなに、それの半分ぐらいの大げさで、Cuando hablo español, puedo hablar así。Recientemente, estoy escuchando a radio en español cuando manejo mi coche a mi trabajo. So everybody, if you can try to speak like this, this is how you speak NHK English. Thank you.